Yep. You don't actually think that, obviously. If you did, that would be pretty wacky, given the given some things that I don't think you've thought through, like, you know, everything. I've asked you a couple times, and you don't seem to have answered for, I'm sure, good reasons. But what is it that led you? Because you and I don't, I don't know you at all, and but you suddenly kind of emerged after I got out of prison as someone who was very, very intent on discrediting me and trying to get me to lose jobs, damage reputation, and you did it in a way that's very similar to what Jennifer Emick, the old FBI cooperator, and a few others have done. And you seem to have done it in close association with people who have worked under the FBI against activists. So, and I know you had your FBI handler for a while. So, again, I'll ask you just again, and you don't have to answer, obviously. And you can respond by saying that I also helped, that I, you know, I gave the fatal overdose of cocaine to Phil Hartman and Jimi Hendrix and so forth. Say what you like. But I'll just ask again, why is it that you've spent so much time putting out false claims about me? Sometimes, you know, haphazardly on Twitter, sometimes in direct messages to editors. Is it because that's a longing that you have deep down? For reasons that you may or may not be prepared to examine? Or is it because you've been, or at least initially, acting on behalf of, say, the FBI? Or is there some third possibility that I'm just missing out on?